If you love darkness, things are not going to go so well. You know why? Here's the key to it all. If you love light, that means you will always go to the light. And in the light, what happens? I like that right there. Things are exposed. How many of you have wanted to get past something but just can't in your thoughts? Do you know what you need to do? Go straight to the light. Because the more we stay in darkness, what happens? It's hidden. You can't see what is in you. Now, is it not God's intent to free you from all captivity, from all sin, from all bondage, from all lies, from all destruction? It is God's intent to free you and make you free. Now, that is awesome to me. Because I'm saying, well, God's not making me in a sense. He is helping me get through this. So if I'm going to live in this life, I'm going to make this one choice for sure. No matter what, I'm always going to go after the light. If I go after the light, then everything that hinders me from God can be exposed. Now, isn't that cool? I mean, if you wanted to know how to win the lottery, I just told you. The spiritual kingdom is full of riches. If you want to know how to get to the kingdom, I just told you, run, run, run to the light. Because if you run to the light, everything in you that is not of God is now in the open. What can you do with something that is seen? Do you know what the scripture says you could do? You could reprove it. In other words, God can now judge it. But if it stays hidden in a dark place, God's not going to judge it. Okay, as a matter of fact, let's read John chapter 3, verse 16. Let's start there. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now notice something here. Who is he after here? The believer. Who said that? The believer. He's after the believer. Whosoever believes in him, is he going to perish? No. He's going to live forever. This is good, Keith. If you believe in Jesus, there is a very high success rate in believing in Jesus. You will not perish. You'll live forever. You know what that means to you today? Because let's put it past, well, ooh, one day I get to live forever. What about right now you get to have eternal life in your thoughts? You get to have life. Look at it this way. What if you could have immortality working in you right now? Immortality, Brad, are you immortal? Are you immortal? Do you have eternal life working in you? Which means you cannot die. Let me help you guys with this. Here's the way I would judge myself according to the Word of God and the Spirit of God. I'm a spirit that has a lot to look forward to. I have a big, big future. You know what that means? Never going to die. So now when you perceive yourself as immortal, like a spirit, you know what that means? You don't put your hope in one day this life dies physically. I'm a spirit. So my spiritual awareness is going to go beyond this body into an eternal realm that whatever God chooses to do with me and wherever God chooses to send me, I will go. How would you like to live like that? Where nothing, no boundaries exist. You are immortal in the Spirit of God. Isn't that what eternal life is? That's eternal life. Now, that almost sounds crazy, doesn't it? But I'm talking about in your mind, are you going to live forever in the kingdom of God? That's immortality, isn't it? Resurrection is immortality. So it's not like You say, well, I'm immortal like this physical man is immortal. That's not true. It just can't be true. You start seeing a few more little wrinkles all the time, huh, Keith? We just keep looking and there they are. You know what that means, right? You're just one day closer, right? To what? Mortality? Physically. But what if your mind and your heart is a believer? Never die. That's eternal life, man. I'm going to live with God forever. Oh, I love that. Next verse. So the believer has everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Somebody tell me what condemnation is. What is it? Is condemnation when you have been judged and sentenced, in a sense? In other words, something has judged you and you're now condemned to die. Isn't that why condemnation works? Is because you've been sentenced, it's like in your thoughts, you've been sentenced to die. So I'm getting somewhere with this, okay? Who are the ones that walk in condemnation? Yes, we're going to read here in a minute, men that love darkness. But is it not the unbeliever? The unbeliever walks in condemnation. You know why? Because they've never been judged by God. They've only been judged by wickedness, by their own darkness. The reason why men are always condemned is because they're always judging themselves as guilty. But what if you're a believer? What if you're a believer? You don't judge yourself. You stand in the light before God and let God do the judging. Therefore, are you condemned? No, you are not condemned. What I'm saying to you, Debbie, is the believer does not walk in condemnation, does he? You know why? He has eternal life. Condemnation is for the unbeliever who believes he is condemned to death. This is why when it says that God sent not his Son into the world to condemn it, but that the world through him might be saved, is God sending his Son looking to convert the world? Yes. So he's going to tell us how that works here. Verse 18. He that believes on him is not condemned. But he that believes not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation. This is why you're condemned. Light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. So now, what do you need to happen, Brad, for condemnation to work? There you go. The light has to come. The light has to come. Now, here's where it's going to define your walk with God. This defines your walk with God. Are you guilty if there's no light? No. But when the light shines down on you, is that going to make separation now? So if you love darkness rather than light because your deeds are evil, because we know in the darkness, it says pretty clear here, the deeds are evil. So if your deeds are evil, what's the first thing you want to do when the light comes? You want to hide from the Lord. Now, let's get down to the nitty-gritty here. How many of you like to hide from God? You're like, why would I answer that as a yes? I would never say yes to that question. But let's get down to it now. Listen to me. If there are evil deeds in you and you love them and you like doing them, when the light comes to oppose that evil deed, what will you do? Well, you'll try to hide for sure to protect it. That's true. But what did they do to Jesus when he came? Oh boy, we may get back to that. Let's point out this very important thing. The name of Jesus has been shown above onto us, okay? We have a choice in this life that we live. Either I'm going to live for Jesus Christ, or I'm going to continue to live according to the world. That's my choice. I can live according to the world. And you know what's interesting is we do have choice in this life, don't we? Now, the Word of God in us has been predestined. It's foreordained. So that's the cool part. It will succeed. But in this life, we do have opportunity to deny the Lord. When the light comes, I want everybody to be aware of this. When the light comes is when you have opportunity to leave the world or leave darkness. You have opportunity to leave your evil deeds and to go to the light. In the light, by the way, I think we'll read it in a minute. That's where the works of God exist. What proves whether you're working evil deeds or works of God? What proves that? Light does. Light does. So darkness is a place that's hidden, but God says, when I shine my light, I'll manifest it all. So here's what I'm saying to you today. I encourage you, have a desire for the light. Run to the light. Go after the light. If you love light, will you ever have to worry about judgment? Anybody ever read in the book of Revelation, chapter 20, and the white throne judgment? Anybody ever read that recently? Who gets judged there? Very good. Those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life or the Book of Life, it's the dead. In other words, if you like darkness, what will you do? You'll hide, but there will come a time of judgment. What if you stay in the light? You're continually judged by God, and therefore all sin is put away. So, Keith, back to how in the world, if you're in the light, could you ever walk in condemnation? You wouldn't walk in condemnation. Hey, how many of you's ever had a secret that you didn't want exposed? Anybody? How many's ever done something wrong that you did not want anybody to know? Worst feeling ever, man. Worst feeling ever. Worst feeling ever. To do something wrong and to live in secrecy is probably the worst feeling in this world, in my opinion. Well, there's a lot of bad feelings in this world. But one of the things that for me, that I settled in my heart years ago was I do not want to be in secrecy. No way. You know why? Because the fallout of finding out. Anybody ever noticed in public figures how that their little secrets get exposed and what happens to them? The parables are horrible. The mob of social media judges everybody now. It's best not to be so popular, by the way. Okay? You may want popularity. I encourage you, calm down. Because the more popular you are, the more judgment you're going to get. Okay? Now, you know what I would say be popular in? The kingdom. The kingdom of God. What if all the angels knew who you were? What if all the devils knew who you were? Oh, that'd be awesome. But among men here, I'll tell you what. Don't carry secrets. That's just advice. Don't carry secrets that hurt and offend and abuse and all of this. Don't do that. Okay? If you vow a vow, keep it. If you say you're going to be faithful, be faithful. Don't be a liar and deceive someone you love to hurt them and abuse them. Secrecy. It is a parable of walking in darkness with evil deeds. Do not do that. If you have God in you, let the light of God shine in you and let Him reveal all things. Therefore, when God is in your heart, what is there to hide? What is there to hide? And hopefully you know I'm not talking about little private things that are at home and things that are just part of your family and then they're not hurting anybody. They're just little things you like to do and things like that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, you know, first and foremost, be honest in the heart. And then when it comes to working the kingdom of God, wow. The light reveals your works. And when your works are clean, whew, man, you will please the Lord. You will please the Lord because the light has judged you. The light has. There'll be no condemnation, Brad. There'll be no, well, one day God's going to force me to stop this, or one day God's going to catch me, or one day the preacher's going to catch me, or such and such. Hopefully by now, all of you guys have learned that the preachers here in this church, we're not judging you to hurt you at all. By no means. Because God has showed us so much love and mercy and has forgiven us so much, we would love to work forgiveness in any sort. But you know what you need to work forgiveness? You need light, don't you? And you know what has to work in the light, right? Yeah. Honesty. An honest heart. If honesty's there, do you know God can forgive everything? Isn't that cool? So my heart is after light. That should be our prayer. My heart is after light. My heart is after light. Because then God can take care of it all. I don't have to worry about it. I'm not going to stand at the end of time having to stand before a white throne of judgment going, oh my, you know, my works are evil. I'm not going to have to worry about that. We're not going to have to worry about that. We're going to be standing in the light at all times. Therefore, judgment is done. Isn't that powerful? Okay. There's probably another verse. Let me deal with that real quick. Go back to verse 19. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Does anybody in here know when you're trying to protect your evil deeds? Have you ever noticed when you feel like God is drawing you, but yet you don't want to give up certain things? Anybody ever went through that? I would think everybody. Well, do it this way. Don't think about giving up anything. Just think about loving the light. Just think about loving God. If I'm loving God, it'd be hard to want to love something else, wouldn't it? And that's the answer. Love God equals I love Him more than everything else. So therefore, I don't have to worry about trying to give up anything. I just love Him more. I just love Him more. Therefore, I don't have to worry about my deeds being evil. Next verse, verse 20. For everyone that does evil hates the light. That makes sense. Neither does he come to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Is that why you don't go to the light? You don't want to be reproved. Now, you said something, Julie, a while back. Remember your testimony from conference. Remember that night when on Sunday night when we were all in that room?
Yeah.
How many of you were there that night? Sunday night in the room at Pastor Dave's where he has his church at. Little conference room there. Raise your hands again, let me see. Well, that night, Rick was preaching. He had the elders speak to each one of these people. And what happened was, he said, tell them what's in them. So on Sunday night, there was probably, about 10 people that the elders spoke and said, here's what's in you. Now imagine that. And you brought that up, Julie, about you wanted to be told, but you're also a little nervous. And here's the thing. Being told what's wrong with you Is it a very good thing? It's only good if it's done, Shirley, by people that love you. It's not good when it's done by people that don't love you and they got selfish intent. Is that true? You ever been in an argument that somebody really wanted you to know what you did wrong, but it was just for their own gain and it was going to hurt? It could do that for sure. But here's why God tells you something's wrong. Because he wants to heal you. So would he have to wound you to heal you? He would. So therefore, the Lord says, come to the light, and I'm going to tell you everything that's wrong with you, but when I tell you, I'm going to bring healing to you, and therefore, you don't have to worry about condemnation. Now, how many would do that with the Lord? That's what I'm asking of you. Will you come to the light and let the Lord reprove you of all things? Here's the thing you have to fight. I can't handle it right now. I can't handle that right now. That is something that's common, believe it or not, in people and thoughts. So here's the way I look at it. Does God reveal more in you than you can handle? No. This is what I love about God. He's not going to torment you if you're righteous before him and run to the light. He's going to give you what you need. Isn't that cool? If he gives you what you need, he continues to bring healing to you. So if he brings you along and heals you, before long, are you made completely perfect? All you got to do is what?
Run to the light.
Run to the light. Because it's obvious the ones that do evil hate the light, and they don't go to the light because they don't want to be reproved. I'm saying to you, desire reproof. Desire correction. Desire it. And in the light, you have that fellowship. Let's bring this into our life for a moment. How many of you think you've ever hid from one of the elders? Obviously, there's something there that you don't want to deal with. Now, if you go to the light, what generally happens? Brad just said it. You have fellowship with the light. That's where you have fellowship. It is good. You learn that there is no darkness in God. You can't stay. God's already made it pretty clear that if you're hiding iniquity in your heart, he's not going to let you stay in the light, can he? So notice how people in general, if I don't want to deal with my sin or something that is working in me, who do I not call? I do not call the elders, for sure, because you know why? I don't want to talk about this. I may like this too much, or maybe you just don't know how. And let me plug something, by the way. How many of you ever said, well, I would call the elders or meet with them, but I don't know what to say? Anybody ever said that? Uh-huh. I know. But let me give you some advice. You want some good counsel? Elders know what they're doing. So, and I've told many of you many times, you just sit down, we'll have a good talk. Guaranteed, right, Michelle? We'll have a good talk. Guaranteed, most of the time, you're going to walk away pretty encouraged. But if you let thoughts keep you from that, is that a thought that will cause you to go into hiding? It will. Just get to the light so that fellowship can happen. But when you get there, just go, hey, man, whatever God wants to say to me today, I'm happy. Talk to me. Show me these things. I don't want to be that evil one, that wicked one that's going to hide evil deeds. No darkness. So isn't God's plan to remove all darkness from you? Is that his plan?
There's no darkness in his kingdom. It's in Revelation, right?
There you go. There you go. There you go. Imagine a kingdom full of light, no darkness at all, ever. Is that what God's preparing for us? So imagine having your thoughts full of light. Would that be awesome? That'd be the kingdom of God in you. No darkness in your thoughts.
That'd be creating more of that kingdom too,
right? It would be. Yeah. It would be. It would be. And that's what I love about, if light is in you, do you know what light does? It shines and creates itself. So is that not what fellowship does among us? Going to expose. I think there's at least one more verse here I want to read. He that does truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God. In other words, his good deeds are going to be made known that they're good deeds. He worked them in God, Tim. He worked them in God. If you're in the light and you have good deeds, being in the light's just going to reveal that. So how many's ever had the question, is this God talking to me or not? That's a big question. Well, there's a lot of answers I could give you. And I could teach you for a month on it, on how to know. But I'll sum it up with one simple thing. Get in the light, and it'll be revealed to you. So get in the word of truth, and that's what I love about this. You got two different people. You got those that do truth and those that do evil. Those that do evil, they like darkness. Those that do truth, they love light. Truth loves light. Evil loves darkness. So now, are you in light or darkness today? 1 Timothy 5:24. Some men's sins are open beforehand, going before to judgment. That's here in the light. And some men, they follow after. So question for you right now, put you on the spot. Do you want your sins going before you right now and being judged? Or do you want them coming after? How many of you want to stand before the great white throne of judgment before an almighty God and be judged at the end? Not me. You know why? There's no good thing come out of that. There's no good thing come out of that. Because that's on the dead, the wicked. Death and hell is there, all of it. But those that let God deal with their sin right now, those are the ones, man. That's the light, what do you call it? Light walkers? The walkers of light. Sounds like the light walkers. Yeah, we just made a movie. I should read the next verse. Okay, next verse says, likewise, also the good works of some are manifest beforehand, and they that are otherwise cannot be hid. That is so cool. Thank you. Is God going to reward the righteous? Is he going to reward the wicked? Yes, just not the kind of reward we're looking for. The reward of the righteous is light, kingdom, truth, and the works of God continuing on forever. The works of darkness, well, they will be judged. If you're righteous, trust me on this, the righteous will not see the wrath of God. The righteous will not. You know, all the book, the stuff, the stories of the book of Revelation and all the torments and wrath. Do you know what happens to the righteous? They're preserved, man. They're not going to taste of that wrath. Trust me on that. As a matter of fact, one simple illustration before I let you run out of here to the light is in Egypt when the plagues came. Remember when God, Moses, came into Egypt and the plagues came upon Pharaoh and all of Egypt? When the time of darkness came and he said, the Lord's going to send darkness upon the land for 3 days. they will not even be able to see one another. You won't even be able to leave your house. The darkness is so thick and so great. But those of Israel, those of God, you know where they'll be? They'll be in their dwelling place with light. While darkness is all around, God's people will be preserved in the light. Trust me, you want to be in the light. Because when judgment falls upon the wicked, the righteous are preserved in the light. You know why? They've already dealt with all of that. They're not fornicators. They're not murderers. They're not adulterers. They're not thieves and liars. And wow, they don't worship devils and idols. And they love God with all their heart. They walk perfect before Him. They're obedient in all things. Now, is that what we're looking for? You want to love the world? You want to save what God has come to save? Find the light. Find the light. Fashion yourself after that. Fashion yourself after that desire for God and the light of truth, man. God will take you to all eternity. He'll protect you. He'll preserve you. You can never be harmed. Okay? Now, once again, think spiritual here. You can never be harmed in any of the wrath of God or the judgment of God in that. You can't be harmed. God's preserving you. Find every wicked way in me. Find every wicked way in me. Find repentance. Find it. Let God be the judge here today, okay? In this time of year, focus. Focus. Find truth. Find that moment. Find it. It's there. It's within us to find, okay? Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. So are we going to go to the light or not? Yeah. Okay. Awesome. I'll tell you what I want you to do before we leave. How many of you will, with me today, and this is out of the covenants that I've made with you, this is very important. How many of you will make a covenant before the Lord and say, I will go to the light and have all of my sins revealed? I will do that. I will pray that God manifest all my iniquities. This is not an easy thing to pray in emotion. To have all of your iniquities revealed and exposed means God can now take care of them. But you got to be willing. How many today with an honest heart say, I'm willing. I want God to clean my heart, reveal all iniquity, judge, make me whole, make me healthy, make me full of joy, and fill me with light of eternal life. Will you make that covenant with me today? Yeah? In Jesus' name, be healed then. Be healed. And you take that light and let it work in you. And you be blessed in it, okay? And if you have any questions on it, any thoughts on it, and need some guidance in it, you call me. You call one of these men. You call them. You talk to us. And we'll help you, okay? Everybody be blessed.